Last time we were talking about the concept of Chatzi Shir and Mitzvahs. We mentioned the Gemara, called some Achogas Amaroyim, what to do if a person is going to use Chosa, he's going to use romaine lettuce, both for Karpas and for Mora. Rav Huna says that there's no difference. You have to say the Bracha L'Achilas Mora by the Tibul Shaini. Rav Chista disagrees and he says no. That if you use chosa both for the Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni, then you have to make the bracha l'achilas mar by the Tibul Rishon. Why is that? Because he says la'acha shemila kreisu imenu chosa mevarach aleh. What, you're going to make the bracha l'achilas mar after you've already had your fill, so to speak? You've already eaten it. You've had nachila rishona b'tibul rishon. You make the bracha l'achilas mar later. It doesn't make sense to do that. Rav Chista says. So we were troubled. What's the problem? The Chista says that if you're going to have chasa both for the Tibul Rishon and for the Tibul Sheni, so then you make both brochas on the Tibul Rishon. You make a bar pi adama and a brocha l'achilas mara on the Tibul Rishon. Why? But Mistama, he's assuming that you're taking less than a kezayas for karpas. If you're taking less than a kezayas for karpas, so then there's no kiyum mitzvah. Okay, you're eating the karp, you're eating the chasa, but there's no kiyum mitzvah on less than a kezayas. You make a bracha on achilas mara. So, mistama achilas mara requires a kezayis. So, if there is no kiyum mitzvah for eating less than a kezayis, what are you accomplishing by saying the brichas hamitzvah on the Tibul Rishon? That's a kasha of the Shagasari. But what are you accomplishing by saying a brichas hamitzvah on the Tibul Rishon? You can't make a bracha. We say, well, you're making a bracha even though the ikka kiyum mitzvah is going to be later, but the maisa mitzvah starts. Now, what maisa mitzvah? Who maisa mitzvah? It can't be a maisa mitzvah if there's no significance to the chatzi shir. So if there's no kiyum b'chlal, so what's the significance to the maisa achila of the chosa to begin with? So the Shagasari wanted to suggest that maybe there is an inyan, there is some kind of a kiyum mitzvah even in a chatzi shir, even in less than a shir. And if there is a kiyum mitzvah even in less than a chatzi shir, so then we understand that there's a maisa mitzvah. So if Chazal masakin a broch on a maisa mitzvah, there is a maisa mitzvah even on less than a shir. The Minchas Chinuch is not convinced that this is correct. He quotes a Mishle Melech in Ilchas Chametz Matzah of all places in Perak Aleph. Mishle Melech is mavlias sort of at the end of his long discussion there. He seems to assume that there is no din of chatzi shir by mitzvahs. There's no. He says, Chatzi Shir by Mitzvahs is nothing. It's gunished. Very much against the Shagasai. So the Minchas Chinuch says this is a machlokes acharonim. It's not clear that Chatzi Shir really is significant in Mitzvahs. What's this dependent on? What's this Shaila dependent on? So we started to explain that Lechora, it's dependent on the relationship between Chatzi Shir by Yisurim and Chatzi Shir by Mitzvahs. You know, the Gemara in Yuma quotes machlokes Amoroyim, whether Chatzi Shir is awesome in our Torah, or is it only in Issa Derabbanan? We paskin, it's awesome in our Torah. The question is, why is it awesome? So the Gemara uses a phrase, it's Chazi Le'itztarufen. The Chatzi Shir can be mitztarif to another Chatzi Shir to achieve a Shir Shalom. The question is, what does that tell me? Why does it make a Chatzi Shir somehow choshev? It's obviously not choshev enough to get an onesh, you're not going to get malchus for eating Chatzi Shir, but it's an Issa Deraisa. So why is it an Issa Deraisa? So we said there are two ways of looking at it. The Prima Godim in his Psicha to Hilchos Basa B'Cholov suggests two different approaches. That either one can say, because the Chatzi Shir is Chazi Le'itztarufe L'Shir Shalem, so therefore the Torah was Gozer, it made a Siyog Deraisa, it said you're not allowed to have Chatzi Shir to any Macholos Hasuros, because we're afraid it might lead to a Shir Shalem. Is the Chatzi Shir of Nevela Hashem Nevela? No. Is Chatzi Shir of Truma Hashem Truma? No. The Isser, Machalas Asuras of Tevel, Truma, and Nevela, Truma for Azar, right? Tevel, Nevela. The Isser is only Bashir Shalom. No one's saying that the physical Chatzi Shir is not Nevela, but the halachic sense of the Shem Nevela, that's only Chal and Ashir Shalom. So why is Chatzi Shir Asar? It's also because of, perhaps we could call it an Isser Kloli. The Torah makes an Isser Kloli, a Siyog Daraisa, that any time that there's an Isser Machalas Asuras for Ashir Shalom, it's also to even have a Chatzi Shir, because we're afraid of something. So it's like an Issa Kloli. No one would say, according to this tzad, that a Chatzi Shir has the same Shem Issa as the Shir Sholeh. It doesn't. Halachically, it doesn't have the same Shem Issa. But nevertheless, the Torah was going on it. That's one way to look at Chatzi Shir. The other way to look at Chatzi Shir is that since Chazi Le'itztarufei, since the Chatzi Shir can be mitztarif to a Shir Sholeh, So that shows you that there's some chashivas even in the chatzi shir. It's not enough, it doesn't have enough of a chashivas to warrant an onesh, but it's enough of a chashivas to give it the shem isser. It has the shem isser. There is some kind of an isser deraisa even in chatzi shir, because it itself is chashiv. It's not that it has no chashivas, but because it can be mitzvah to a shir shalom, therefore the Torah was gozer on it. But rather the chatzi shir itself has a chashivas bifnei atzma. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? What nafkamina does the Prima Gadam give? So the popular nafkamina a lot of the Achronim give is, let's say you eat a chatzi shir at a time when it can't be mitzdarif to a shir shalom. Let's say at the end of Yom Kippur, right before Shkia, say Sakachov, whatever, right before the end of the day, you eat a chatzi shir. So is there any issa deraisa for that? So if you assume chatzi shir is aser because of a siyab deraisa, so if you can't be mitzdarif to a shir shalom, there's no reason to say that there's an issa deraisa over here. The Torah is not going to be gozer because it won't lead to something worse. It won't lead to a shir shalom. But if you hold chatzi shir is aser because the fact that it can be mitzdarif to a shir shalom gives it chashivas geshala atzmo, so then even if it can't be mitzdarif, if temporarily it can't be mitzdarif to a shir shalom because you ate the first chatzi shir at a time that you can't have the shir shalom, the iser, so then there will be no, so then there will be an iser chatzi shir. Nachamal, if it's a siyam, so then it won't apply if it can't lead to a shir shalom. If it's chashav atzmo, so then it'll be aser even if it can't lead to a shir shalom, because the chatzi shir itself is a davar chashav. It's not chashav enough to give an onesh, but it's chashav enough that there should be an iser. So if it's chashav enough, then even if you eat at the end of Yom Kippur and it can't be mitzdarif to a shir shalom, asma. But the fact that normally it can be mitzdarif, that shows that the chatzi shir itself has a chashivus to it. So if it has a chashivus to it, then you'll violate the iser. You will violate some kind of an iser, an iser kol chaylev, an iser of chatzi shir, even if you eat it at a time that it's not going to be able to be mitzdarif to a shir shalom. This shayla in the Prima Godim as to the nature of the iser chatzi shir seems to be two deis in the Rambam. Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam that's brought in the Chiddush Ramban and Shas and Yuma, Chiddush Ramban and Shas, is there are parts to it that are not shalom. They're missing from the Ramban. I'm sure the Ramban wrote on many more parts of Shas than what we have. So in some parts of Shas, they collected from other svarim of the Ramban. So that's what they did in Yuma. In Yuma, the Ramban does not have so much. But the Ramban in Torah Sa'odam, which is a separate sefer of the Ramban, in the Kisei Ramban, you have this sefer. So he has a whole section on sakana, chola, sakana. So there the Ramban makes reference to a Gemara in Yuma. He has a kasha, he has two answers that are very, very important. What does the Ramban say? Let's take a look together. This is in packet number 4, page 5. The Ramban says, Garcina Bakrisus Perakon Rulo, he tirula uber lechel pachas pachas mikashim ibn asakon. Let's say you have a muberes, you have a pregnant lady who has cravings. Very common, the doctor said. She has cravings, she sees something and she feels she wants to eat this thing that she sees. So the Gemara Krisus says that we are matter for the ubra to eat pachos pachos mikashir. What does that mean? She can eat pachos mikashir and then wait the shir tziruf. Let's say kedei achilas pras, we'll say is 6 minutes. It could be 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, a different shir in machlokas. So let's say she waits 10 minutes between each achilah. She eats half a kezias, then she waits 10 minutes and eats another half a kezias. So it's never going to be mitzdarif to a shir shalom. So it's better to do that rather than have her eat a shir shalom. If the doctors say that the craving can be satisfied even by eating chatzi shir, then that's what she should do. She shouldn't eat a shir shalom. They were matir le'ubra lechel pachas pachas mikashir because of sakana. The akshina and b'bnei sakana afilu tuva nami leschol. Amar of papa chikatani yitir le'ubra lechel pachas pachas mikashir afilu tuva b'bnei asakana. Kolomar afilu tzricha le'kashir machilu nasa pachas pachas kadesh le'itztarev kizayis b'chdeich lesman. Basically, we try to do the least we have to do. If she needs the shear, so then we give her the shear. If she needs the shear, but she can eat pachas pachas mikashir, then we give her pachas pachas mikashir. That's what the Gemara says. Not the Ramban. Nira sha'af b'chola osim ken k'dei l'hokal olav me yisurei kareis and makas le'isa b'chol. Ramban says the same is true by chola. Not just muberes, but chola also. Macholas Yesh Bo Sakana, who's allowed to eat Macholas Asuros, let's say he needs the Macholas Asuros. He's allowed to eat the Macholas Asuros, but we try to be Mema'ed in the Isur, and try to give him the least possible Isur. So if he can take Pachos Megashir, we give him that. If he needs the Shear, but he can take it Pachos Megashir, he can take it in increments that it's not going to be mitzvah to a Shear Shant, then we do that, just like for the Uber, for the Chola as well. The Im Tishal Frek the Rambam. The Im Tishal in Kein Lama Amar Machilan Oso Akalakal. Chila. Tevel O Chum Machilan Oso Chuma. What's he talking about? The Gemara in Yuma says, I don't have a Gemara with me. The Gemara says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, so if you have a Chola, Machilan Oso Akalakal Chila. Let's say he has to eat, and you only have Macholas Asuras. So he's allowed to eat Macholas Asuras, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. So we give him Hakal Hakal Tchila, the more lenient thing first. The Gemara says, let's say you have Nevela and Tevel, so we'll give him Nevela. Nevela is not Misa B'dei Shamayim, so better he should eat Nevela. If you have Tevel or Truma, it's actually a Shaila in the Gemara, so the Ramban quotes Machino so Truma. We always try to give Hakal Hakal Tchila. Now, what are we talking about? The Ramban is assuming in his kasha that this is a chola, Yom Kippur. He's not going to eat kashir if he can get away with pachos mikashir. Of course he'll do that, right? So he's eating pachos mikashir anyway. So what does it matter? Does it matter if he eats nevela or truma or tevel? Is it all the same? It's all just an isser chatzi shir anyway. The isser chatzi shir is just the Nisa Kloli, right? It's just the Syog Daraisa. I'm reading into the Kasha of the Rambam, but this is clearly what he's asking. Why does the Gemara say Machila Oso Akala Kal Tchila? We try to give him the more lenient Isser. V'lo b'shneim, ain't b'hem ele Issa ba'alma. It's just an Issa ba'alma. There's no onish for it anyway. There's no chorus, there's nothing. I mean, nothing. There's an Issa Daraisa. But it's not the regular Isser. It's not the Issa Truma, it's not the Issa Tevel, it's not the Issa Nevela, it's just an Issa Chatzi Shir. So it's all the Zel Bazach. So it's all the same. Why are we Machilin Aso Akala Kalchi? Ramban in his Kasha is clearly assuming two things. First of all, he's assuming that the Chol is only going to eat Pachos Mikashir. If he's going to eat a Shir, then there's a very big difference between Nevela and Tevel. Between Tevel and Truma. But if he's only eating Pachos Mikashir, that's the assumption of Ramban, so then there's no difference. So one assumption of the Ramban is that he's only eating Pachos Mikashir. And the second assumption of the Ramban is that there's no difference between Chatzi Shir of Nevela and Chatzi Shir of Tevel. Chatzi Shir of Tevel and Chatzi Shir of Truma. So comes the Ramban in his answer and he says, Afilo achi, kevan de b'shiura chamur en zemi zel onshim, ape Pachos Mikashir chamur shozeh yoser mechamur shozeh. Says the Ramban, don't ask me this question. Because you know why Machilin aso akala kal tchilan? Because if the Isurim are different in a Shir Sholem, then they're different in Chatzi Shir too. If one is more Chomer than the other vis-a-vis Omshim, then even in Pachos Mikashir, Chomer Shalzeh is more than Chomer Shalzeh. That's one answer, Rambam. That you misunderstood. You thought that Chatzi Shir is just an Isur Kloli, everything is the same. Nevela and Tevel and Truma, Chatzi Shir of all these different Isurim is all the same. Rambam says not all the same. If Nevela is less Chomer than Tevel, and Chatzi Shir of Nevela is also less Chomer than Tevel. So that's why Machilin Oso Akal Akal Tchila. That's the Ramban's first answer. Then the Ramban adds, Yinami, Hasam Mishamdu L'Kashir V'ud Sarach Lo B'Chadei Tziruv. They were talking about a situation where Amdu L'Kashir, they said he needs to eat a full shear. Not only does he need to eat a full shear, V'ud Sarach Lo B'Chadei Tziruv, and he needs to eat the shear B'Chadei Tziruv, B'Toch Kadei Achilas Pras. He can't wait the 10 minutes. He can't wait. It's a sakana for him to wait the 10 minutes. He's got to eat it in less than 10, less than 6 minutes, less than 4 minutes, within a shir tzir. He says, Ramban, if that's the heichetimtz, if that's the case of the Gemara, so then we get it, then we understand. Achilan also, hakala kal tchila, because he's got to eat a full shir of nevela, he's got to eat a full shir of tevela, a full shir of samachalasasuras. So we try to pick the more lenient one, the most lenient one. We pick nevela over tevela. Chum and Tevel is a shayla, but we'll always pick the more lenient one. Why? Because we're talking about a situation where he needs to eat the shear b'chdei tziruf. He needs to eat the shear in a time period that it will be mitzdar to the shear shalem, to the full isser. So if that's the case, then we understand. Machilin aso hakala kal tchila. Each isser is taken separately, and we try to give him the most lenient isser. What's the machlokas, the two dayas in the Ramban? So clearly, the first day in the Ramban is assuming that you misunderstood the whole nature of the Issa Chatzi Shir. In the Kasha, the Ramban was assuming that Chatzi Shir of Nevela, Chatzi Shir of Teva, Chatzi Shir of Truma, it's all the Zelbazach. It's all the same. What is it? It's an Issa Kalali. It's an Issa Kalali, a Siyog Daraisa, that the Torah is concerned if you have a Chatzi Shir, it might come to a Shir Shalom. Is there any independent Chashibas in Chatzi Shir? Does it have a Shem Nevela, a Shem Teva, a Shem Truma? No. It's not Isser halachic. Physically, it's the Nevela, but there's no halachic significance to that Nevela. It doesn't have an independent Chashibas, but there's a Siyog Daraisa that you shouldn't eat it because it might come to a Shir Shalom. That's what the Ramban thought in the Kasha. So comes the Ramban and says, you misunderstood. Chatzi Shir is an Isser Prati. An Isser Prati. Every Chatzi Shir is specific to the Machalos Asuras that you're talking about. Chatzi Shir of Nevela has a Shem Nevela. Chatzi Shir of Tevel has a Shem Tevel. Chatzi Shir of Truma has a Shem Truma. It's not an Isser Klali. It's not just a Siyog, but it's an Isser Prati. If it's an Isser Prati, it has the same Chomer as the Shir Shalom. It doesn't have a Chomer Linyan Onesh, but it has a Shem Nevela. Truma is a Shem Truma by Chatzi Shir. Tevel is a Shem Tevel by Chatzi Shir. Again, it's not chomer enough for onish, but that's because you need a shear. There's a tanai that you need a shear in order to get the onish. But it has the same shame iser. So Dr. Ramban, if it has the same shame iser, machila also akala kal tchila. They're not the same. In the kasha, Ramban said they're the same. The veil and truma and tevel and all the machlosos are the same if you're only eating chatzi shear, because it's all just a siyog deraisa. It's an iser klali. In the teretz, Ramban says they're not the same. There's a shame is special shame is a yuna chatzi shir. It's an iser prati. So if it's an iser prati, then we understand why machilah nasa hakala prati. And in the second teretz, the Ramban basically says that you misunderstood the whole mitzvah, the whole case. The case is not where he's eating chatzi shir, right? Machilah nasa hakala prati is not the Gemara increases. The Gemara increases is saying that the ugra can eat paros mikashir. We don't give her more than paros mikashir. And the Ramban says, by chola too, if he can eat only pachas b'gashir, of course we're not going to give him a shir shalom. But the Gemara in Yuma is not talking about where he can eat pachas b'gashir. He needs a shir shalom, and it has to be b'chdei tziruf. So if he needs a shir shalom, so then, of course, there's an idea of machila nasa, kala kal tchila. He has to eat a shir shalom of something, so better for him to eat a shir shalom of nevela, not of teva. Better for him to eat a shir shalom of the iser akal than to eat a shir shalom of the iser hecham. So it comes out in the second teretz of the Ramban basically is agreeing with his approach in the kasha. He says, of course Chatzi Shir is an Issa Kloli. So if Chatzi Shir is an Issa Kloli, it's taka a good kasha. Why machila so hakala kal tchila? So Ramban basically says that the case has to be different. He creates an ukimta. Why does he create an ukimta? Strange. Create the ukimta. Why create the ukimta? The answer is because his understanding of Chatzi Shir didn't change from the kasha to the teretz. So if Chatzi Shir is an Issa Kloli, then the only way to explain the Gemara in Yuma is to say, we're talking with Chai Gavna, that he needs the full Shir. So these two deis in the Ramban and Yuma, Parasa Adam, these two deis basically are arguing about the Chakira of the Prima Godem, about the nature of the Issa Chatzi Shir. Is it an Issa Kloli, a Siyag, or is it an Issa Prati? The Chora, this Shaila, the Shaila as to whether Chatzi Shir applies by mitzvahs, that shaila hinges on this issue as well. Because we pointed out last time that the idea of a siyog really only applies to isur. Torah is concerned that it'll lead to a shir shalom. So that's not a concept that applies to isur. If you eat a chatzi shir of isur, it might lead to a shir shalom in isur. But by mitzvahs, why is the Torah so concerned? Halavai it should lead to a shir shalom. Eat the full shir of the mitzvah, then you'll be mekayem the mitzvah b'shleimusah. Chatzi shir? Chatzi Shir is not the shir that you have to eat for the Mitzvahim. So if Chatzi Shir, Asim in HaTorah, because of the Siyog Daraisa, so l'chora, that principle of Chatzi Shir only applies to Yisur, not to Mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech is assuming. Mishnah Lamelech, and also Samit Zematzah, who says there is no such thing as Chatzi Shir by Mitzvahs. It's gornish. Because he's saying the whole idea of Chatzi Shir, it's learned from Kol Chelev, there are Svaras, but what does it all mean? It means a Siyog Daraisa. So if it's a siyog d'arais, it applies to Yisur, it's not going to apply to mitzvahs. The Shagasai, who assumes that chatzi shir might have a validity even by mitzvahs, he's clearly assuming like the other approach, that the fact that the chatzi shir can be mitzdaif to a shir shalem, that gives the chatzi shir a shame hadavah. Right? It's the same shame as the is. Nevela b'shir shalem has a shame nevela, chatzi shir nevela also has a shame nevela. So if that's true, l'gabi yisurim, why shouldn't it be true by mitzvah still? Chatzi shir of matzah has a shame matzah. Chatzi shir of mara has a shame mara too. It's not a mitzvah b'shalem musaf is a chatzi shir. But it does have a shei mitzvah. So if it has a shei mitzvah, you'll have a kiyum mitzvah b'miktas if you eat the chatzi shir of matzah. And the maisa that you do will be a maisa mitzvah b'miktas. Zog the shagasai. That's Rav Chista shita. Rav Chista says, "V'acha shemir kaiser mena chosim avari chalei." But you're gonna make a bracha l'achilas mara after you've already eaten a little bit of chasa for the tibur rishon. A little bit of chasa, chatzi shir, might not be enough to fulfill the mitzvah b'shlemusa, but there's a key of mitzvah b'miktsas there. There's a maisa mitzvah b'miktsas. So how can you do that? You got to make the bracha the first time you do the maisa mitzvah. Zok d'shagasari, even though there is no full key of mitzvah, even though you're only eating chatzi shir, there is a value, there's a validity, there's a significance to the chatzi shir. So if there's a significance to the chatzi shir, then we understand his shita that you should make the bracha l'achilas mara b'tibul rishon by the first achila for the mitzvah, by the first mitzvah sachil. Okay, this concludes the sugya of chatzi shir by mitzvahs. Let's move on to the next sugya on Daf Kuf Beis. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Rav Mishar Shibrei De Rav Nasi. Hachi Amar Hillel, Mishmei De Gemara. Ravina says, Hachi Amar Hillel, Mishmei De Gemara. Which Hillel are we talking about here? We're not talking about the Tana Hillel. We're going to discuss Machlokas Hillel and Rabbanan, how to do Korah. Do you do Korah? Do you not do Korah? That's not the Hillel we're talking about. The Ran actually says that this Hillel is an Amora. He's not a Tana. It's very confusing because the Bryce is going to quote Hillel, so you think what Hillel is. Why would Hillel make this statement? It's not the Hillel that you think of. This is the Amora Hillel. Achi Amar Hillel Mishmei De Gemara. Lo nichrach inich matza umara bahadi adodi v'nechol. Hillel the Amora says, don't do korech of matza and mora together and eat it. What, Hillel is against Hillel? No, Hillel is not against Hillel. He's saying, bizman hazeh. The Amora Hillel says, Bizman hazeh, bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, don't do korech of matzah and mor and eat it. Why? Mishum nesvir Allah and matzah bizman hazeh deraisa umor derabbanon, yosi mor derabbanon levatle le matzah deraisa. Matzah bizman hazeh is a mitzvah deraisa, but erev tov le matzah. So even if you're not eating matzah together with the korban pesach, it's still a mitzvah deraisa. But mora b'zman hazeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan. So zok hilo the amora, if you eat matzah mora together as korech, then the mora derabbanan will be mevatel the matzah deraisa. V'afilu l'manda amad mitzvah say mevatel zu azu. Even according to the manda amad mitzvah say not mevatel zu azu. Who's that manda amad? Who says that? Who says that? Hillel. Right? Hillel is talking about Hillel. It's two different people. Even Lefi Hillel, who holds of Korev, who said, Bizman Shabesim English Kayam, you will eat Matzah Mar together. Why can you do that? Because he says, Mitzvah Sana Mevad Lazu Azu. You have a Mitzvah of Matzah and a Mitzvah of Mar. They're both Daraisa, Bizman Shabesim English Kayam. They're not going to be Mevad to each other. Hani Mili Daraisa Bidaraisa, Drabana Bidarabana. Havu Daraisa, Drabanan. Osi Drabana Mevatale, Gidaraisa. If everything is equal, you have deraisa, derabbanan, derabbanan, then it's not, but if it's deraisa and derabbanan, then the derabbanan will be mevatel to the deraisa. So that's the vort of Hillel. Don't do korech bizman hazeh, matzah mor. We'll see, if you want to do korech, zech lemikdash, so then you first have to do the matzah, then you do mor, and then you do korech. But korech shouldn't be the only thing that you're doing, because mitzvah mevatel zuazu, the mitzvah derabbanan of mor will be mevatel the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. So, Ferdi Gimar, Mantana, the Shama, the Mitzvah, the Mevatel, Zulu, Hillel, he. The Tanya Amar Laval Hillel Shayakarchem Vas Achaz Veochlan. She never matzus umrarim yochlu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Cholken Olav Chaver Aval Hillel. The Tanya Yochli Yakarchem Vas Achaz Veochlan Kederek Shehillel Ochlan. Kamalama matzus umrarim yochlu. Afilu zevif neatzu vezevif neatzu. Yochanan says that Cholken Olav Chaver Aval Hillel. That the Rabbanan argued against Hillel. Hillel says, Amatzus Maram Yochlu tells me that you're supposed to be Korech the Matzah Mar B'Vasachas. So Chaver of Shal Hillel Acholken Olav. What does that mean? The Posh of Shat, it means that they hold you're not supposed to do Korech. That's what you think. Hillel says you're supposed to do Korech, and the Chaver of Shal Hillel hold you're supposed to eat them separately. But what does the Brisa say? Yochel ye karchem v'asachas ve'ochlan k'der shehil ochlan tamad lamar matzus umrarim yochlu afilu zebif ne'atzma v'zebif ne'atzma. They quote the same posuk as Hillel, and they say from that posuk it's mashma that even zebif ne'atzma v'zebif ne'atzma. How could that mean zebif ne'atzma v'zebif ne'atzma? So the Rashbam says yochlu kol echa bif ne'atzma midloksiv yochlu. What does the pasuk say? Ochlu asabasa balayla zed sliyesh matzos amarorim yochluhu. So it could have said, ochlu asabasa balayla zed sliyesh matzos amarorim yochlu. Yochlu what? Yochlu a karban pesach. You're going to eat the matzah and the marah with the karban pesach. Why does it say yochluhu? It sounds like each one is separate. That's their drasha, that the matzah is separate from the marah. So it sounds a little bit against Hillel. They do say zebif ne'atzma zebif ne'atzma, but yet they say afilu zebif ne'atzma zebif ne'atzma. You can be yotze zebif ne'atzma zebif ne'atzma, but it doesn't sound like they say you can't do pricha. So maskev la Ravashi ihochi may afilu. Ravashi says if Rabbi Yochanan is right that chaluk and alav chaver val hillel, that the rabbanan argue against Hillel and they say you can't do korech. So what's the lashon afilu? Afilu zebif ne'atzma means that you have a choice. Sounds like you have a choice. You can do korech or you don't have to do korech. Elam Ravashi haitana hachi ketana. Yochol lo yetze behu yidei chavoso elam ken korcham v'vas achas v'ochlan kederek shehila lochlan. Avalom ramatzis umarom yochlu afilu zebif neyatzma v'zebif neyatzma. What's he saying? Ravashi changes the brisa. Rabbi Yochanan thought, it seems to be presenting, that the Chachamim of Hillel argue against Hillel. Me'akotza la'kotza, from one extreme to the other. Hillel says, you dafka have to do korech, and the Chachamim say, you can't do korech. Sof Rav Ashi, that's not what the Tan of the brisa is saying. The Tan of the brisa is saying, I would think that you can't be yotze the mitzvah unless you do korech. Kamash malon, you can be yotze the mitzvah even without korech. But do you have to eat them separately? Can you do korech? Yeah, you can do either or. The Loshon Afilu is mashma that the Tana of the Braisa holds that you can do either or. Hillel says Yidavka should do korech, and the Tana of the Braisa holds that you can do either or. Does anyone argue with Hillel completely and say you can't do korech? So says the Rashbam, yes. Chaver shel Hillel are still holding on. There really are three shittas, it would seem. Right? Hillel says that you have to do korech. The Tana of the Braisa says that you have a choice, either do korech or eat zebif ne'atzma v'zebif ne'atzma. And chaluk and alav chaverav, the chachamim argue completely with Hillel, and they say that you can't do korech. You must eat the matzah and the marah separately. That's how the Rashbam learns. Let's see the Rashbam. Maskev la Ravashi, umiu cholken olav chaverav k'Rabbi Yochanan, avo mehocha lo shamina. What's the Rashbam talking about? Ravashi says, the Braisa is not cholek legamri against Hillel. The Braisa assumes, kind of the Braisa assumes, you have a choice, either or. Either matzah and mora together, or matzah and mora separately. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't wrong, says the Rashbam. There is such a shita, chaluk and olav chaverav, al Hillel, they hold, you can't do korech. Can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah mar by doing korech, but that's not the Tan of the Braisa. He's a different shita. He holds that you have a choice; you can do either one. Concludes the Gemara. Hashtag loit mahilchas aloki hilah v'loki rabbanon mevarich alachilas matzah ve'ochel v'hoder mevarich alachilas mar ve'ochel v'hoder ochel matzah v'chosah v'hadi adadi b'lo brachas zeichel demegdash geheru. This is what we do. He says we don't see a psak like Hillel or like the Rabbanan, the other extreme, as to whether you're supposed to do korev or you're dafka not supposed to do korev. It's unclear how the halacha is paskin. So therefore we do both. We eat them separately, we eat matzah and mara separately, and then we do korev like Hillel zecher l'mikdash. There's a lot in this gemara. Let's take it slow. Let's try to understand Shitas Hillel. Let's try to understand how the Rabbanan argue with Hillel. And then we'll try to figure out what the halacha l'maisa is. These different things, matzah and mara separately, and then korev zecher l'mikdash. So what did Hillel say? Let's go back to Hillel, to the beginning. Right? Hillel the Amora says, don't eat korek, because Mrs. Malkus Zuazu, that leads us in to the Machlokas Hillel and the Chacham. We're going to get back to Hillel the Amora's statement of Bittul Mitzvahs, Rabbanans and Daraisas. We're going to get back to it all, Mitzvah. But let's first attack Hillel. Let's try to understand his Shita. Let's not attack him. Let's try to understand Hillel's Shita. What did Hillel do? So the Braisa says, Amro Laval Hillel Shara Korcham of Asachas V'Ochon. He would be korech, korchon, he would be korech, things together. Which things? So Rashi and Rashbam explain which things was Hillel, which things did Hillel put together? Pesach, matzah, umbam. He put Pesach together with matzah, umbam. That's Rashi and the Rashbam. Rabbi Chananel on the side of the Gemara does not say that. Rabbi Chananel says the Tanya, Omer olav al Hillel, shayor korech hamor al hamatzah v'ochla b'vasach. Rabbi Chanan learns that Hillel would be korech matzah and mara, not Pesach. Pesach was not part of that kricha. Pesach was not part of that kricha. And that's how the Rambam learns as well, against Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rambam is in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Vav, Va'ahagach Korech Matzah Umar Ke'echad Amatal B'charoses, and Mavarech, Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedushan, Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, Al Achilas Matzos Umerorim, Ve'ochlam. Vim Ochlam Matzah B'chnei Atzah, Mar B'chnei Atzah, Mavarech Hazem B'chnei Atzah, Ve'azah B'chnei Atzah. Rambam seems to say that you have a choice. We'll get to the Shita of the Rambam. Who's he paskening like? He's paskening like Hillel, paskening like either Shita. If you look at the Rambam, after seeing the Gemara without looking at the other Rishonim, you get the impression that the Rambam says either or, you can do whatever you want. Interesting. Are you paskins like that, Shita? It's not so clear. Let's see. But what does the Rambam say? That if you're korech, what are you korech? The Rambam in Perek Ches is talking about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, where you're eating the Karban Pesach. The Rambam says you korech the matzah and the mar, and you make a bracha. Make a bracha the matzah and the mar. And then in Halacha Zayim, he says, "Va'ahagach mevarech asher kishan v'sosu v'zivano al achilas hazeva va'ochol nimsar chagigas yedal etchila." Umevarech, then he makes a bracha al achilas haPesach eifim gufo shel Pesach. Gufo shel Pesach. What happened to Korach? If you hold of Hillel and you're being Korach, so why is the Pesach left out? The Rambam clearly learned that Hillel was not Korach the Pesach together with the matzah and the mar. He was only Korach matzah and mar together. He ate the matzah and the mar, and then he ate the Pesach exactly the way the Rambam says it. Not like Rashi and the Rashbam. The Mordechai has both girsas. Mordechai, very interesting. Mordechai. Let's all turn to the Mordechai. This is on page Lamaches HaMegillah. Last daf of the Mordechai in the Masechta. The Mordechai says, "Korachem bevasachas veochlan perish hayanotel kizayis matzah or kizayis mara or kizayis fill in the blank." That's the question. Or kizayis charosas or kizayis pesach veochlan. Unclear. Two different girsos in the Mordechai. The Ramah wrote the Hagos on the Mordechai. You look at the first page of the Mordechai. He tells us. The brackets is the Rambam. The parentheses is the original Girsa and the Mordechai, and the emendations of the Rambam are in the brackets. So the Rambam thought that you have to say Matzah Maru Pesach, not Matzah Maru Becharosis. The Mordechai has 2 days where the Hillel was Korech, the Matzah, the Maru with the Charosis, or Matzah Maru with Pesach. What are these two Girsos disagreeing about? Lots of things. Multiple machlokism going on over here. One machlokism is whether Hillel was Korech Pesach together with Matzah Mar. But there's another machlokism about Charosis, saying a lot about Charosis. Hey, let's hold with the Charosis. First, the Girsa, the two Girsos and the Mordechai are disagreeing about whether Hillel was Korech the Pesach with Matzah Mar, or he was only Korech Matzah Mar without the Pesach. That's the machlokas we've shown him, right? The Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam hold that he wasn't Korech the Pesach together. And Rashi and Rashbam hold that he was Korech it all together. What's the machlokas? What are they disagreeing about? So I thought they were disagreeing. I initially thought they were disagreeing about the psukim, how to understand the psukim. Because we pointed out that the Pasuk and Parshas Baloscha, talking about Pesach Sheni, and the Pasuk and Parshas Bo, they don't say exactly the same thing. Right? The Pasuk in Parshas Bo actually says, V'achlos ha-basa balad ha-set sli'esh, u'matzos al-merorim yochlu. U'matzos al-merorim. So what are you eating as a sandwich? You're eating Pesach with matzos on merorim. So is it only matzos with the merorim? From that Pasuk, you could say that Pesach and matzah are going together. So maybe you take a korech all three together. Maybe a korech all three together. What does the Pasuk say in Parshas Baloscha and Pesach Sheni? So there it says, Al Matzos and Merorim Yochlu. So Pesach, Al Matzos and Merorim. What does that mean? You're eating the Korban Pesach. That Pasuk sounds like they're all together. Pesach al matzos umrorim. Pesach with the matzos umrorim. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo is Pesach and matzos al umrorim. Sounds like the Pesach is separate and the matzos is with the morim. So I thought maybe they're arguing as to whether we take the Pasuk in Parshas Balostom more seriously. But then I saw that the Chok Yaakov doesn't say like that. He says from the Psukim it sounds like the Pesach is separate. I don't know why he assumed like that, but that's what he assumed. So apparently it's not a machlokas in the psukim. It's a machlokas how to understand the pasuk. It's not a machlokas whether we take this pasuk over that pasuk, or we emphasize one pasuk over the other. The shaila is, what does the pasuk mean? Are you eating the Pesach independently? It says, v'ochlos ha-basa ba-layla ze. So that part of the pasuk is not talking about matzah mara. So does that mean you eat the Pesach independently of the matzah mara? No. You're supposed to be korech, all three of them together. So how do we paskin? So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, how do we paskin? It's not bismachah beis mishkan. We're not eating a korban Pesach. Yeah, but we do eat zeich lemikdash. We eat the korech zeich lemikdash. So what do we say? Zeich lemikdash keil, lakin asil bismachah beis mishkan, yam hay korech. Okay, you say Pesach, so the Taz said Pesach. Hay korech Pesach matzum mar v'ochlam b'yachim. The Haggadahs have different Girsos. But the Taz says the appropriate thing to say is Pesach Matzah Mar. Why? Like Rashi and Rashbam. The Chok Yaakov says, why should you mention Pesach? First of all, the Rambam doesn't have that Girsa. The Rambam holds that Hillel didn't put Pesach in the Kriza. What's more, even according to Rashi and the Rashbam, but nowadays we're not having the Pesach anyway. So is it a Zeichel of English Kehillel that he was Korech Pesach Matzah Mar? It's not completely it's not as complete Zeichel HaMikdash. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash in the sense that we're doing Korech, but it's not exactly the same as Hillel anyway, even if you say that he was Korech Pesach Matzah Mar. So even according to Rashi and the Rashbam, there's not a Zeh, why mention Pesach? We're not really doing what he did then. It's almost like it sounds strange. We're saying Hillel was Korech Pesach Matzah Mar, and we're doing the same thing, but we're not doing the same thing. So better to leave it out, says the Chok Yaakov. Better to leave it out. What does the Mishnah do with it? Does he take a stand? Kehillel. Hanuscha etzlenim ba'agoda kenas hehillel is mentioned in the Beis HaMikdash ha'yakarich matzah mar v'ochum b'yachem. He is the Tazin. But the Nusach HaGodah of the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like he didn't have Pesach, he just had Matzimar. Okay. This is one Machlokas. But there's another Machlokas in the Mordechai. And that's about Charosis. Let's stop for a moment to address this. What's the Machlokas, the two Girsas in the Mordechai? According to the Girsa, the original Girsa in the Mordechai, Hillel was Korech Matzimar and Charosis. Second Girsa says he was Korech Matzimar and Pesach. It's not just that he was Korech and Biachar. What does the Mordechai say? Korech and Vasachas Va'ochlam Perish Ha'yenotel Kezayis Matzah, Kezayis Mara, or Kezayis Charoses Va'ochlam. What's special about that Girsa, if that's the Girsa? What does it tell you about Charoses in light of our whole discussion last month? Is Charoses a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? What kind of a mitzvah is it? Help me now. Woody Black. What? The mitzvah is not Hillel. Oh, yells them both. First of all, you see clearly Charoses has to be a mitzvah if you're eating a kezayis. If it's not a mitzvah, what are you eating a kezayis? What could Charoses be if it's not a mitzvah? Mishum kafa. Right, what's mishum kafa? So we said there are different days. Mishum kafa either means the eres of the mar. It's like a poison in the mar. It's very bitter. So the purpose of the Charoses is to alleviate that bitterness, that you shouldn't be hurt by the eris of the mar. The other way to look at kofa is whether there's a tolas, that there are bugs, and you have to kill those bugs. You're not allowed to eat a tolas. Macholas hasubas. Ah, but it's still there, even after you've killed it. Yeah, it still is there, but we said Tosos times you can rely on rope. You don't have to assume that there's a bug there. So in terms of Issa, we can rely on Rov. But for Sakana, you can't rely on Rov. Chamira Sakanta Neisir. Sakana is more chamer than Issa. So you got to kill the bug, so it shouldn't be a Sakana, but if you kill the bug, then you can eat the bar, because we assume the bug is not going to be there. So if the Mordechai says that you need a Kezias of Charoses, clearly he's assuming that Charoses is a mitzvah. Not only is it a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah Sakhila, and that's why you need a Kezias. That was the problem of the Rambam and Perish of Mishnayis. The Rambam says, if Charoses is a mitzvah sachila, what should we have to do? What should we have to do then? Bracha. We have to make a bracha. No one makes a bracha on Charoses. So that's what prompted the Rambam to say, obviously we don't paskin that Charoses is a mitzvah. But in the Yad, he does paskin Charoses is a mitzvah, but he holds it's not a mitzvah sachila. You don't have to have a kezayis. It's a mitzvah havar la-shulchan. You bring it, it's part of the Suda. You dip everything of the Suda into Charoses, even the matzah, you dip it into Charoses. That's not a mitzvah sachila, that's why there's no need for kezayis. So first of all, you see from this Mordechai, this is the collector's item Mordechai that we were looking for. That holds like the Rambam and Perish HaMishnayis, that if Charoses is a mitzvah, you need a kezayis. It's really a mitzvah sachila. So Taka, according to this Girsa, it's really, really a shver. Why don't we make a bracha on Charoses? Frank Klein pointed out Binyamin Samantha, I think, one of them. The Charusa together, Binyamin. Binyamin pointed out that there's another kasha. That if you assume that you're taking a kezayis of Charoses, so shouldn't the Charoses be mevatel on the matzah? Matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, his mother said. What's Charoses? No one says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So if all you're doing is dipping into Charoses, dipping a little bit, so that's not a problem of mitzvahs mevatel zuazu. It's not a problem of rishus mevatel mitzvah. Why not? Why is it not a problem? It's also a davish rishus. So what that it's not less than the kezayis, but the Charoses should still be mevatel the mitzvah matzah. What's the answer? Tosfos is his kasha. Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph is his kasha. So when all the dust settled, we said the best answer is that Charoses is only a davar muat. If it's only a little bit, it's not going to be mevatel. So that's true if it's a davar mu'ud, if it's a little bit, but if you're going to take a kezayis of charoses, that's not a little bit. So it's not a little bit, you got a mitzvah derabbanan. With the matzah, that's a mitzvah deraisa. Shouldn't the mitzvah derabbanan be mevatel the mitzvah deraisa?
Eisen akasha.
Binyamin's kasha. What do you think? I think in light of these two kashas, that's why the Ramah didn't like that Gersa Mordechai, because it's really a pellet. I mean, look, the Rambam wanted to say that we don't paskin charosis as a mitzvah based on his kasha, that if that's the case, then you should have to make a bracha. Right? So you see that the Rambam already was troubled by this. So in the stomach, that's why the Ramah was mohem the Gersa. He says, that's not kezayis of charosis. No one would say you have to take a kezayis of charosis. Doesn't make sense, because then you'd have to make a bracha, and it should be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah. He says the proper girsa is Pesach matzah. Yes, Rafa. No, that Tosfos says that, but the Ranchberg asked, no. Tosfos says it's a tzarach of mara, but Tosfos was assuming mishum kafa. Because if you hold charoses as a mitzvah, it's not a tzarach of mara. It's an independent concept. We might be Makayim Charosis together with the Mar, but it's an independent mitzvah. So the Ranchberg on the side of the Tosfos, as we pointed out, asked that if you hold Charosis as a mitzvah, and it's not a Tzorach of Mar, so Vaiter it should be Mevatel. So he said the real answer is like the Ram. Remember, that's what the Tzal Ranchberg said. But not if you hold Charosis as a mitzvah. Right. If you hold charos as a mitzvah, then you're still without a teretz. Unless you assume that it's a davar mu'ud, since it's a davar mu'ud, it's not going to be mevatel. Let's say we assume, like the gears of the Ramah, that Hill was taka korea pesach matzah mar. Let's say. Did he dip it into charosis? Okay, you don't need a kazayis of charosis, but did he dip the pesach matzah mar into the charosis? We do a Zeichel HaMikdash Kehelo. We don't dip Pesach Matzah Mar, but we have Matzah Mar. Do we dip the Matzah Mar into Charosis? Or do we only dip the Mar into Charosis? That's a discussion as well in the Rishon. The Ran says, Mistama, even if your Gori is Pesach Matzah Mar, Hillel was Tovlam B'Charosis. The two Gersos and the Mordechai are not arguing as to whether Hillel dipped his kricha into charosis. Maybe everyone holds he dipped the kricha into charosis. The question is, did he have a kezayis of charosis or did he not have a kezayis of charosis? That's the only shaila. But he definitely dipped the kricha into charosis. Why? Says the Ran, because there's an inyan to take charosis. The Mishnah says to have charosis. Mistabra Zokteran and Chafem Alat and Dapiriv, the boy Tibul Bekrichazu, the Lamandama Charosis mitzvah, Hillel Vada Bismana Bayis, Metabol Hoyba Charosis, Banabein and Lamebet Zechelamikdash. The Ran says, if you assume Charosis mitzvah, so Hillel has to take the Charosis at some point, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So Mistama, he dipped his Kricha into Charosis. Okay, he didn't have a Kezayis. But he still dipped the kriach into charosis because he has to have that mitzvah. The Mordechai is 2 days about this. Did Hillel dip his kriach of Pesach Matzah Mar into charosis? That's the Mordechai later. Mordechai says, "V'hadar ochel matzah mar v'hadei adadi b'lo bracha zech l'migdash ki Hillel." The ain tzarech lipel apricha becharosis dein lochosh mishum kofa de hamatzah mevatlasa. First, the Mordechai wants to suggest that there's no need to dip the kricha into charosis. I mean, what's the purpose of charosis? It's mishum kofa. If it's mishum kofa, so what's the problem if you have matzah there? If it's morar with the charosis, morar has the eres, it has the bitter taste. It has the bitter taste. We need the charosis to take away some of the bitter taste. But if you have matzah in there, together with the mara, the bitter taste is not going to hurt you too much. So there's no inyan to have charos, as he says. That's his first day. Rabbi Yechiel. Where is this? Rabbi Yechiel. Hoyatovel, hakricha becharosas. Rabbi Yechiel, hoyatovel, hakricha becharosas. The time of having we should the osin kriecha zech lemeish ki yelal the hillel ayatov elakol pesach matzah mar becharoses ki damin leel karachan va'ochl. I'm not sure what the raya ki damin leel is. Karachan va'ochl, that's the brisa. Yochol yeh karachan va'ochl v'vasachas doesn't even mention charoses in the brisa. You put it all together. What's he saying? Hillel was yotze the mitzvah of matzah and mar together. So if he was yotze in the mitzvah of matzah mar together, there's only one opportunity to dip into charoses. That's when you're being yotze matzah mar. So zok the big deyesha, according to this day in the Mordechai, obviously Hillel was tovel his kricha in the charoses. Because if not, then when is he going to fulfill the mitzvah of charoses? When is he going to take charoses? V'imkena korchach oz tibel b'charoses dimloken emosai. When's he going to take? When he's going to take the charoses? The first day in the Mordechai says there's no problem because charoses is mishum kofa and there is no kofa problem with matzah. The second day it says if you hold charoses mitzvah, Hillel has to take the mitzvah at some point. He has to do that mitzvah at some point. So mistama, he would dip his kricha into charoses. How do we paskin in this? It's a machlokas to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says that you tovel the kricha into charoses, and the Ramah says no. Right? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Ahagach notel matzah shlish zubotzei mimena v'korchem amor v'tovel v'charoses. The Ramah says, you're not tovel to charoses. The Mechaber says, you are, and the Ramah says, no. Why yes or no? The tovel to charoses, the Mishnah Berurah says, sharei kricha zu izech lemikdash kehilo, the hill loy mekayim, it's his charoses b'mara. The mara zeh shebekricha, sharei lo hayochel mara klal kodem kricha zu. The Mishnah Berurah explains that according to the Mechaber, you have to dip the korech into charoses because charoses mitzvah. That's his assumption. Somehow he assumes Hillel paskins charoses mitzvah. So charoses mitzvah, then of course he has to dip the korech into charoses because he has to be carrying the mitzvah at some point in time. The Ramah says, no, the ein letov lo taimam shekvarkiyem mitzvah charoses betibul rishon. You were already mekayim the mitzvah charoses betibul rishon. What does tibul rishon mean? Not karpas. Here we mean tibul rishon the morrow. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like our Gemara that first you eat matzah, then mara, then korech. So you dip the mara into charoses. So once you dip the mara into charoses, you don't have to dip the kricha into charoses too easily, because you're mekayim the mitzvah. V'gamen lochush le'eres shebe mara zeh kevan she'ochlo matzah b'kricha. You don't have to worry about the eres because you're eating it with matzah. I don't know. It sounds like the poskim, the rishonim, and the poskim are assuming that mishum kofa is eris. If the problem of kofa is tolas, there's no nafkamina whether you're only eating mara or you're eating mara together with the matzah. There's still a problem of having the bugs there. So it's just really interesting that they assume if charosis mitzvah, then of course Hillel is going to be tovel into charosis. But if charosis mishum kofa, then in korech there's no need, only by mara, because mara there's an eris, but by korech there's no eris because it's blunted by the matzah. That's only if you assume that kofa is the eres, but if kofa is tolas, then there's still an inyan to be tovel in charoses. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that it's better to be noyed like the Mechaber. Because it's better to be makna for the Ayin ba'achonim she'eskimu deho'ikah k'deh ha'rishona. Mikol makom hechidinov no. People who don't dip into charoses, they have a minig, but better to dip into charoses, the Mishnah Berurah says. It makes a lot of sense. If you hold charoses as a mitzvah, so then that's the way Hillel ate it. He must have eaten it with charoses. And if you hold it, there's a problem of kafa, so we don't even know what kafa means. It might mean the eris, or it might mean talas. If it means talas, so then you should still dip the korech into charoses. That's the appropriate thing to do. Okay, these are the basic shittas of Hillel and the Chacham. Right? Hillel holds that there's this din of kricha, We'll get to the Chacham Yitzchak Shem on Sunday. Hillel holds his din of Pricha. How did he do Korech? Machlokas are Rishonim, whether he was Korech the Pesach together with the Matzah Mara or he was Korech the Matzah Mara independently. And then there's this further question as to whether he had a Kezayis of Charoses, or no Kezayis, and was he Tovel the Pricha into Charoses? Let's say he didn't have the Kezayis of Charoses. Let's say he was Taka Korech the Pesach Matzah Mara together. Was it just Pesach Matzah Mar and he ate it without charoses? Or did he actually eat that kricha with the charoses as well? Okay, we'll stop here for the Gemara. I just want to add a brief thought for the parashah.